Welcome to Waking with Hope. It's November the 8th. This is Sharon Boland. I'm so glad that you're joining me this morning. Today I want to share some thoughts from a very familiar passage of Scripture, Psalm 91. And I'm not going to read it from the beginning because most of you are very familiar with it, but I want to take it from verse 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread on the lion and adder, the young lion and dragon, you will trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him, and I will honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I want to make today's podcast focused on verse 14. So again, today I want to focus on verse 14 of Psalm 91, though we will sprinkle in a few of the other scriptures. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Now, before I begin to share, let's look at verse 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, then the blessings follow. No evil shall befall thee. Angels will protect you. God will bear you up. The angels will bear you up in their hands. God will be with you. You will trample on the lion. You will have all this power. But it starts with this. Because the Most High, El Elyon, you need to know the name of God in Hebrew here. Psalm 91 is Most High God, El Elyon, E-L-Y-O-N. But note what the scripture says. Because you have made the Lord, the Most High, thy habitation. So we begin by reading that the blessings and the promises and everything that is following verse 9 is because we have made the Lord our habitation. So the person that makes God his habitation receives blessings and promises. The question is, are you making God your habitation? Is that where you abide? You know, habitation is where you live. Is he your dwelling place? He that dwells, that's how Psalm 91 opens. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, El Elyon, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So if Psalm 91 opens with he that dwells, and verse 9 is saying, even the Most High thy habitation, God is emphasizing that he must be our dwelling place. The word dwell linked with tabernacle. Remember, we talked about that during the Feast of Tabernacles. It's habitation. It's your dwelling place. You may go out to work every day, but you come home. You have a habitation. You have a dwelling place. It's a place you live. God wants to be the place you live. The location of your dwelling must be him, El Elyon. And this name means Most High. So what God is saying here is you've got to live in a high position, a heightened position, an elevated place in me. Most High means it doesn't get any higher. And you've got to live there, not just visit. Note that. Living, dwelling, not just visiting. So now let's focus on verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me, I will deliver him. Here's the word again, on high. I will set him on high. It links with most high. So if you're dwelling in the secret place and you're making El Elyon, the most high, your habitation, you're going to live high. You're going to live in an elevated place. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. So let's break that down. First, let's look at the beginning of 14. Because he hath set his love upon me. Well, that's very powerful. Then I'll deliver him. I want to ask you a question this morning. Where is your love set? Who is your love set upon? To set your love upon God means you're doing it by choice. You choose who you're going to set your love upon. I want you to think about that for a moment. If you are a single person, or let's say the days that you were single, those of you that are married, you meet someone, you fall in love, and you can't get enough of that person. You can't spend enough time with them. You never get tired of them. You can't wait to be with them. What is happening there? You think about them all the time. You talk about them all the time. You set your love upon them by choice. We've got to love the Lord so much that our love is set upon him. We're always thinking about him. We're always talking about him. He's our first love. We set our love upon him. You know, when you set your love upon someone, you are choosing, you're making a decision to express love. To set your love upon means to delight in. Is the Lord the one you're setting your love upon? You know, we have many loves today, not just people. We have things. There are things we have set our love upon. I have wonderful friends who I cherish, but their love is set upon politics. Their love is set upon the news. Their love is set upon all the things going on. Their love is set upon their money or their job or their circumstance. Their love isn't set upon him because they don't talk about him that much. Who or what you set your love upon is who or what you will speak the most about. Remember that. Just like when you fall in love, you can't stop talking about that person. But whatever you set your love upon, or whoever you set your love upon, is who or what you will speak the most about. And so what is God saying here? If I'm your habitation, I'm the Most High, you're going to get protection. You're going to get blessings. You're going to get power and authority to trample of the enemy. And because you set, you know what to set your love means? Fasten. When you get in the car, do you drive around without a seatbelt? Well, you get a ticket. You have to fasten the seatbelt. So when you fasten yourself under that belt, you're locked in that car, and you're fastened by that belt. We have to fasten our love on him. That belt isn't going anywhere because it's fastened. We have to fasten. To set your love upon the Lord means to fasten your love upon the Lord. Nothing is going to separate you. Because he had set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Him here is he or she. So I want you to think that through for a moment. If you set your love upon the Lord, it doesn't matter what you're going through. Hell itself can come against you. The devil himself and all the hordes of his army. But because your love is set on the Lord, God's going to bring you deliverance. But a lot of people that don't get deliverance is because their love is set elsewhere, and we wonder, well, I prayed and God didn't do it. Well, where's your love set upon? That's a good question. We want God to just get us out of our troubles, but we don't want to set our love upon him. Well, then you're just using God. God wants a relationship. He wants to be your habitation. He's not going to settle for less than. He's an all or nothing God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with half of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. With one quarter, with a percentage. No, the Bible declares, and these are the words of the Lord himself, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, all thy strength. That means every single part of you needs to have your love set on him. That is true, committed, and surrendered love. You've surrendered the love of everything else, and you put your love on him. You set your love on him. He is first and foremost in your thoughts, in your words, in the way you live your life. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. That is the greatest commandment of all. But do we honor that command? And the only way we know is we've got to take a survey of our own lives. In 24 hours, how many thoughts are flooding your mind? And where are those thoughts? What direction are those thoughts? How many words come out of your mouth? And what are you saying? Wherever your heart is fixed is what your words will speak. Because he has set his love upon me. That is why you cannot be around my dad and not hear God. You're going to hear something about the Lord. You're going to hear God's voice. Driving in the car, sitting in the house, walking around the block. His heart was so set on the Lord that he couldn't help but look at the world through the eyes of the love he had for his God, and that is why he always talked about the Lord. You could never have a phone conversation with my dad, if people even called him, without my dad giving you a word from God. You couldn't meet dad in the grocery store without dad saying something that alluded to his love for God, because he set his love on him. All of us need to be challenged in this area. What is coming out of your mouth is where you're setting your heart on and your love on. So note, because he had set his love upon me, I will deliver him. You got problems? You got trials? You got storms? You have situations you don't know the answer? Your deliverance is coming. You are guaranteed deliverance if you set your love upon him. Now, note the next sentence. I will set him in the low places of discouragement, doom, and gloom. No, I will set him on high. Because of what? Because he hath known. Note that. He hath known my name. Now I'm reading from the KJV. This morning, but you can read from your translation, whatever that may be. It's basically saying the same thing, different words. But I love the way this is written. I will set him on high. Note this, because he set his love on me, now I'm going to set him on high. Because his love is seated in me, he'll be seated now on high. Why? Because he knows my name. You can't have your love set on the Lord and not know his name. What does it mean, because he has known my name? Moses asked God his name. Remember in Exodus at the burning bush? What's your name? Who do I tell them you are? What's your name? I am that I am. Tell them I am sent you. What's your name? I am that I am. But the Lord has many names. So you need to get to know them. You need to get to know the names of God. One God, but he comes and he reveals himself in, he reveals himself, may I say, in different ways and through his different name. So when you think about, for example, Jehovah Sabaoth, he's the Lord of hosts, he's the Lord of armies. So when you're in warfare, he comes as the commander in chief to deliver you. He is known as Jehovah Shalom. When you're going through a trial, he is your peace. It goes on and on and on. So you have to look at this. What is the Lord saying to us? You're going to be set in a high place because you know my name. So whatever you're going through, you need to know my name to get you through it. I want to ask you a question. I want you to think about this for a moment. When you meet someone for the first time, and you have just an introductory conversation and you walk away, do you go and tell your friends that, oh, I know that person, or do you say, I met that person? If you met me, we didn't know each other, and we talked for 5 minutes, and you walked away, and someone said, well, do you know Sharon Boland? And you said, oh, yeah, I know her. Would that be telling the truth? Do you really know me if you only talk to me 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes? You met me, you were introduced to me, but you don't know me yet. You don't know my likes and dislikes. You don't know what I really have to say. You've only heard me 5 minutes. You don't know my belief system. You don't know anything about my family. You don't know about my personal life. So you don't really know me yet, nor do I know you if I only met you for 5 minutes. So there's something to be stated here that we need to take note of. I will set him on high because he has known my name. God wants us to know him intimately. And no one is going to know God intimately if you don't have your love set on him. It's not going to happen. You may know about him. You may meet him at the cross. You may be familiar with a little bit here and there, but you don't really know the depth if your love is not set on him. If your love is not set on him, how do you know his character? How do you really know how he thinks? You've got to get your love set on him. You have to study him, worship him, speak to him, listen to him, be anointed by him, fellowship with him. Your thoughts need to have him at the forefront. You see, the more you read the word, the more you get to know him. The closer you dwell in his presence, the more you know him. The more your heart is set on him and you love him, the more you know him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. Now let's look at I will set him on high. What do you think about when you hear I will set him on high? Well, I think about a mountain. The top of the mountain is the highest place if you are trying to climb a mountain. I will set him on high. On high means beyond God lifting you up above storms and the external deliverance of your problems. on high living is an inward living. It doesn't mean that we don't get deliverance from storms and trials, of course. Then God will lift us above it. But you've got to be lifted above it in the inward life before you can conquer it in the outward life. May I say that again? You should write that down. You've got to conquer it from the inside before you conquer it from the outside. You've got to have a higher inner life before you can get a higher outer life. And how do you have that higher inner life? We have to be hid with Christ. He is the one who is the Most High. And if your life is hid in him, then you are living in a high place. When you get to the top of the mountain, your feet started at the bottom, but you climbed to the top. And when you started at the bottom of the mountain, you hear all the noise. You hear all the voices. Think about in the biblical days, all the villages and the noise going on at the bottom of the mountain. Think about even when Israel was in the wilderness. At the base of the mountain, everything is going on. People are having conversations. Children are running. People are, working. All these things back and forth, back and forth. There's much to keep you entertained at the bottom of the mountain because there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of movement. So when you start at the base, you're around all of that. But the higher you climb, the higher you ascend. And when you ascend to the heights of a mountain, you now listen, but you don't hear the same thing. You're going up there with the same ears, but the atmosphere has changed. You can't hear what's going on at the base of the mountain anymore. Things change. And you see from the mountaintop. You don't see from the base. You see a greater scope. And the noise is dimmed. The talking that interrupts the beautiful silence is now void. And the only thing you hear is the voice of God. Because you ascended to a high place and left the noise and the distractions and the interruptions. Have you ever tried to meditate on a verse and the phone rings or the dog barks and people need you and you cannot finish the thought? Well, you don't have that when you get up high. You don't have anybody there. It's solo. He that dwells in the secret place, not they that dwell in the secret place. That's how Psalm 91 opens. It's a solo walk. That means you got to make a decision where you're going to go with what God has given you, and he's given you life. And everyone makes the decision if they want to go up high with God. And if they want to set their love upon God. So when you leave the base and you get to the top, can't hear the noise anymore. Nobody's going to interrupt your thoughts. You have no more cell coverage. Hallelujah. No cell phone beeping and ringing. No distractions. Just sacred silence at the lofty peak. You know, that's what we need. We need sacred silence. You're not going to get sacred silence until you get up high. I will set him on high because you have made the Lord even the Most High, El Elyon. I will set him on high. Hallelujah. Because he knows my name. Because he sets his love on me. And he knows me. There are dimensions of knowing somebody. You can read about somebody famous and think you know them. Oh, I know him. No, you don't. You just read about him. But you have dinner with that person. You get to know them a little bit better. You go to their home, you get to know them a little better. You spend time with them, you get to know them a little bit better. We've got to know him and continually know him. That I may know him, Paul says, and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, be made conformable to his death. What is he saying? That I may know him is a progressive knowing, progressive knowledge, progressive intimacy, progressive love, progressive relationship. That I may know, I'm progressing in my knowledge of you, in my dimension of knowing your image, knowing your likeness, knowing your character, knowing who is this God I'm serving. Don't you want to know who you're going to live with for the rest of your life, for all eternity? Don't you want to know the one you're going to marry? What woman or what man just gets married without knowing the person? You date, you get to know them. And things come out when you get to know them, and some things aren't that good, and then you have to break up. Why'd you break up? Because you got to know some things that weren't as good as you thought they were. But if you don't spend time, you don't know. With God, we have to have a progressive knowing. And you only know him if you follow on to know him and you set your love upon him and you make a decision. I'm not staying at the base of this mountain. Too much noise. I'm moving onward and upward. I will set him on high. Let's think about that for a moment. It really correlates to Job 28:7-8. There is a path which no fowl knows, which the vulture's eye hath not seen. Now, a vulture is a bird, and a vulture can fly high. A fowl is a bird. So there's a path that no bird with wings knows of. That means a vulture links with demonic spirits. And the devil is the prince of the power of the air. So his operation is in the air. But there's a place in the air, because you got to climb up high, that no demon can see you. You become hidden in Christ. It's a pathway that no fowl knows. Note the word, knoweth. Why? Because they don't know him like the one who loves him. Hallelujah. I wish I could just stand up and preach this to thousands of people this morning. People need to hear this. Because he hath known my name, I'll set him on high. But there's a path which no fowl knows. Why? Because the devil can't know God like you know God. The devil knows about God, but he doesn't know God. Intimately loving, and that revelation through love, there's a path which no devil knows, which no vulture's eye has seen. I don't care if he's the prince of the power of the air. He's not the prince of the power of our air. He's not the prince of the power of my air, because I'm living in a different atmosphere, higher than where he is. Because I'm with the Most High. Hallelujah. I'm not just the high God, the Most High God. That means nobody is higher. And there's a path that God hides you in. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by. Note Psalm 91, thou shalt tread on the lion and trample him under feet. How do you do that? When you live in the heights with God, Because right here, Job 28:8 says the lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed it by. There is a place. It is with the heights of faith. It's in the heights of hope. It's in the heights of love. God lifts you above the dimension that keeps you grounded. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Note this, I will deliver him and I will honor him and I will give him a long life and show him my salvation. This is one of the most powerful psalms ever written. And one that really needs to be dissected more. I'm just giving you a little bit this morning. But look at what God is saying to us. If you'll make the Lord your habitation, you get blessings. If you'll set your love, your first love on him, means he is the first and foremost love of your heart, your life. He's going to deliver you. I will deliver you. He says that twice, verse 14. I will deliver the one who sets his love upon me. I'll set you on high. I'm in the boat with you when you're in trouble. I will deliver you. Maybe you're in trouble right now. Maybe you need God to deliver you from a certain circumstance or situation. Well, verse 15 says, he will call upon me. I will answer and I will deliver. Hallelujah. And who is the one that gets God's answer? Who is the one God delivers? Who is the one that he's with in times of trouble? The one who has set his love upon him. The one who has set his love upon him. The reward for loving God. Revelation 3:14, we'll close here. To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me on my throne. Note that. To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me on my throne. Well, is the throne of God in a low place? The throne of God is high and lifted up. What did Isaiah say in Isaiah 6? I saw the Lord. He was high and lifted up on his throne, and his train filled the temple. He's the most high. His throne is the most high. The one who will sit with him on his throne has to be one who overcomes by setting his love upon the Lord. I will set him on high means he's going to sit with me in my throne. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can somebody say hallelujah? Are you people awake out there this morning? Blessed be his name. I hope you're listening. And if you're missing what I'm saying, listen to this 2, 3, 5, 10, 100 times till you get it. We need to listen. We need repetition. Don't just hear it one day and forget it the next. Repeat over and over until you can preach this to somebody else. It's time that we not just hear the word, but we live the word, and the word gets woven on the inside of us, and we don't forget what we just heard an hour ago or a day ago or a week ago. We've got to get this woven on the inside of us. So I'm going to admonish you today to listen to this message over and over. Just listen while you're cooking. Listen while you're driving. Listen when you have a moment. Walking through a grocery store. You know, put it in your ear. Listen to this. And let this begin to feed your spirit. We need spirit-to-spirit messages because we're getting flesh-to-flesh and it's not accomplishing anything. Spirit-to-spirit will change your life. So what is the Lord saying? To him that overcomes. Well, what are you going to overcome? you're going to have a trial. You're going to have to be tested. And those who overcome, they will sit with him on his throne. Can you imagine what honor that is? Because what did he say right here in verse 15? I will deliver him and honor him. There's your honor. You get to sit with God on his throne. I mean, what honor can be greater than that? But not everybody gets that honor. To him that overcomes, there, that's how you qualify. Got to overcome. You can't be overcome. You've got to overcome. And God is saying to us today, I'm going to set you on high because you know my name. But you're not going to be set on high if you don't know and if you don't set your love on him. And that is the key to this entire psalm. All these blessings, all these promises, it's to the overcomer. He that dwells, the habitation. He that dwells in the secret place, the hiding place, the elevated place, and makes God his habitation. Sets their love on God. Doesn't wait for feelings to come and go, but is fastened in their love. That is where everything changes. To set your love. And today we need to really evaluate our lives. Is our love set on him? Because if it is, all of these promises you will see happening in your life. God never, ever mentions anything about low living. Everything about God is elevated because he's El Elyon, the Most High. God came to earth and he ascended. So you need to ascend in your walk with the Lord. It's all about the high calling. It's all about the mountain. It's all about coming up higher, and I will show you things. Remember, this new year that we've just stepped into on God's calendar, which parallels 2024, is Pei Dalet. Dalet is the door. And what does it link with? Revelation 4. And what did John write in Revelation 4? Behold, the door was open unto me, and I heard a voice saying, come up higher. It's right here. Come up higher. Come up higher. Hallelujah. Because he had set his love upon me, I'll deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. Him that overcomes, I will set on high. So may we all make the goal of our lives to set our heart and keep it fixed on him, to keep our love on him, to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to continue to ascend and make the Most High, El Elyon, our habitation. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. We'll see you again on Friday. Share this message.